Brilliance Audio.
The Descent by Leah Vernon. Performed by Alaska Jackson, Cece Aisha Johnson, and Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. Avi. A pale worker girl with sapphire eyes floated past. As she spread her arms, her body exploded in sapphire flames. A deep blue fire that resembled viscous waves engulfed the nuptial dais. Her father was the general of the Union of Civilization, our divided region where black elites forced Europe's into indentured servitude. My eardrums reverberated, battering violently against the canals after the first explosive detonated. Had there been one eruption? Multiple, perhaps. I was having a hard time recollecting the specifics. Thoughts raced every which way, clamoring over one another, only to stumble back to the beginning again. A marathon that never ended. Insanity. Father, I murmured. Or had I only imagined that I'd whispered it? An excruciating high-pitched static remained as I squirmed about in the aisle like a slug, drowning in the dense, bejeweled matrimonial gown that parade had designed. My eyes remained pinched because in the depths of my being, I knew that when I opened them, nothing would ever be the same again. Time felt slow and thick like honey.
The girl with the sapphire eyes.
Like the flames, like the ripples in the sea during golden hour.
Like Leo's,
the Europe boy who I'd fallen head first for. Was solidarity even attainable when both sides kept at each other's throats? This mutiny by the workers would set us back once more.
My head hurt,
among other things. P, who was the lead worker in the Citadel, but also secretly a part of the uprising, had been feeding me intel, but I had to stay obscured. That was the plan, to not make a move until I got confirmation that Sage, an impure who'd saved my life, and Leo were alive. The confirmation had never come.
What was I supposed to do? I'd made a conscious decision to wait it out.
I'd thought that the lower residents and I could work together, with no more violence. That was the arrangement, in exchange for my assistance. The rebels had gone back on their agreement.
Open your eyes.
It was Sage. Her voice.
So rich.
So certain. Her light brown eyes, with orange and green specks, were fearless and sure.
Was I dead?
Was she dead too? Was that the only way that I'd be reunited with her?
Open your eyes, princess.
I gasped, as if she had breathed life into a cadaver. I then sprang into a seated position, smearing beads of blood that trickled along my cheeks from my ears. Blue flame sprouted among tables in the once grand decorated hall like dazzling wildflowers as guests fled, stumbling over one another like tumbleweeds. I witnessed the cries, but still could not hear them fully. Just that same monotonous ring as before. The full moss garlands and the velvet walls and the massive white caged centerpieces all charred. Live birds had escaped from their decorative enclosures, flapping their wings to go somewhere, anywhere but there. I didn't blame them. I'd want to get away from us too. Holocams hovered over my and Phoenix's forced matrimony, or at least what was left of it. The green lights in the middle of their domes systematically blinked, indicating that we were indeed still live for all subdivisions to observe. Some remained stationary in the airspace, while others zoomed to catch guests who took cover underneath scorched tables or tried to climb from the enormous picture windows. The migraine in my head pulsated, causing me to sway.
Get up,
Sage's voice commanded. The voice had been closer before, and now it was distant. She was leaving me once more. I found the strength to stand as the ornate gown continued to weigh me down. I unfastened the bottom half of the skirt and immediately felt relief.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?